Let's go to the hotline and talk with one Danny West from hogsports.com. What's up, Danny?
Good afternoon.
Boy, it's it is a never-ending cycle with news from you guys. I was looking at Hog Sports today, and one thing that I never did notice, and I found it today, which I think is really neat, is that Hog Board that lists all the potential recruits at Arkansas, the big board, I guess it is, that they're going after. And I mean, you guys have it listed out for every position on that thing. That's really neat to have.
Yeah, the big red board is something Trey Biddy started, 10 years ago when he started the site, and it's done really well for us. It's a great way to stay organized and really just stay up to date on all the most important information. In recruiting, you get so much information, what matters and what doesn't, but Big Red Board is always a good place to go to and kind of get the skinny on all the recruits that Arkansas has really got a good chance at.
If you have questions regarding recruiting for Danny West, it's 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. Well, let's start with Adrian Moore from North Little Rock. I want to get the latest on him.
Yeah, had a chance to talk to Adrian last night. Really our first in-depth conversation about his recruitment. First, let me say what a highly impressive young man that guy is. Very well-spoken. He's humble. 3.9 GPA. So there's a lot to like about Adrian. Obviously still a young guy in the class of 2016. Got a long way to go before he decides anything. But so far he's got the two offers from Arkansas and Baylor. But he's also receiving a lot of interest from schools like UConn, Memphis, Kansas, Florida, you name it. Vanderbilt, I think California. With the Tennessee staff that went out there, they're still on him pretty hard. So he's going to have a lot of options. He's a really good player, 6'4", 175, kind of a 2-3 guy. He can play small forward or shooting guard, either way. I like him a lot. I think he's probably going to end up being one of the most highly recruited players in the country. And after our conversation last night, he made me believe that Arkansas has really got a good shot at him. He said he doesn't have a top three right now, but if he did, he knows for sure Arkansas would be in that. I think they're doing a good job recruiting him so far. And the one thing that stands out to me about Adrian, I think he's an Arkansas kid who understands and appreciates what it means to be from Arkansas and have the opportunity to play for the Razorbacks and stay at home. So that's always a positive. That's getting harder and harder to come by these days. So still a long way to go, but I hung up the phone last night thinking Arkansas is in a pretty good shot with him.
Now, Kayvon Allen, is that the kid that committed to Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any possibility? I guess I know he's committed to Florida, but any way you think maybe he ends up at Arkansas? And then does that have any effect on Malik Monk and the rumors, and is there any truth that he's going to be headed out of state to a prep school? And if he does go to a prep school out of state, what are the chances the Hogs would get him?
Well, that's an interesting question. I've heard those rumors. I haven't heard anything factual to base that on, but obviously that would be less than desirable if you're Arkansas. Right now he's about 20 minutes away from campus. So I think you'd like to keep him there for the remainder of his high school career. Right now, I think Arkansas is still in a good spot with him, but still a long way to go for him, too, 2016 kid. As far as Kayvon Allen, not sure if he's going to flip back to Arkansas. I think he sees an opportunity of Florida that maybe Arkansas can't offer or hasn't shown it can offer so far. I think Florida's been in the Elite Eight the last 4 years. This past year, they were in the Final Four, and it's hard to argue that they're the most established program between the two right now. So still a long way to go. You would hope that Arkansas has some of that Anthony Beard luck and is able to flip him back out of that commitment, but still a long way to go for that.
Danny West from hogsports.com joining us. And Danny, let me ask you this. Arkansas football coaches, I heard, are on the road recruiting this week. Any particular targets they're going after this week?
Yeah, there's quite a few. They've visited several big-time recruits that you can find right there on the big red board. One of them yesterday was a 4-star offensive lineman, Keaton Sutherland, out of Flower Mound, Texas. Keaton's been up here several times. He's got two brothers enrolled at school up here, so you have to like that. Right now, is Arkansas sitting at number 12 in the nation as far as team recruiting rankings. If you could get a Keaton Sutherland to jump on board, that would boost you right back into the top 10. And coming off the worst season you've had in decades, I don't see how anybody could really argue with that right now. It'd be a pretty good start. But Keaton's one of them they visited. Will Sunderland out of Midwest City, Oklahoma, is another one that they checked out earlier this week, four-star safety. Keep in mind, Arkansas or any coaches can't have face-to-face contact with these kids when they go to see them, but they can't evaluate them both academically and athletically. So they're busy right now. They've been in Florida, Texas, Minnesota. I think they've covered just about the whole country over the last couple of weeks.
Let me ask you this real quick, Danny, before we take some phone calls. I saw a story you wrote a couple days ago about Kenneth Magruder from, is it Alief, Texas?
Yeah.
And he seems like one of the biggest safeties in the country right now. What are the chances Arkansas gets him?
You know, I think he's a name that we definitely have to keep a close eye on. He's starting to blow up right now. He just picked up an LSU offer, which is always hard to beat in a lot of cases, but the one thing about Magruder, Arkansas was the first major school to offer him, and he told me that really meant a lot. They were kind of the first one that saw something in him and wanted to take a chance on him. So 6'1", 210, you know, Arkansas needs at safety right now. They need several more, and he would definitely fit the bill there. But so far, I think Arkansas is off to a good start with him. He's planning on coming up here for an unofficial visit here in the next month or so. So we'll see after that. But right now, I think you got to like Arkansas's chances.
Let's start the day off in Nashville with DT. He's got a recruiting question. What's up, DT?
Yeah, man. It's a kid that goes to school in Mill Springs. His name is Keyshawn Davis. And, man, I went watch him during the basketball season. And Mill Springs is so small that, you know, the school don't really get no – they really don't get looked at as much. So I'm putting this kid out there, man. This kid is like 6'2", 6'3". He's a sophomore right now going into his junior year. And, man, the kid can play. The kid can flat-out play. He's very coachable.
And what's his name again?
Keyshawn Davis.
Keyshawn Davis. Appreciate the phone call, DT. Have you heard anything about Mr. Davis?
I haven't. I've written his name down here on my notepad, and I will be checking him out as soon as we hang up.
Phillips and Van Buren. What's up, Phillip?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well.
I got a couple quick questions for you. I'll hang up and listen. Wondering what the latest on JoJo Robinson is. Read anything else about his troubles? And I was wanting Danny's opinion on Ty's story. I know he played in a small school here in Arkansas, but what's truly his chances of coming in and helping us? You know, his freshman year, or what are his chances on coming in and starting and helping us out?
Thanks, Philip.
Yeah, both good questions. JoJo Robinson, nothing new on that front. Bielema made it sound like after the spring game that if there was anything to his trouble down there, that he probably wouldn't even been on campus that Saturday. So from everything I've heard, I don't think there's going to be too much into this. I think JoJo's probably going to end up being free and clear. He does have to go to his hearing on May 22nd, I believe. So we'll know more then. But right now, I don't think there's a whole lot to worry about there. As far as Ty's story, I've seen a lot of good quarterbacks in the country this year. I go to these Rivals camps and check out all these guys. And for my money, I would take Ty's story over just about anybody. I've seen him throw against guys that are ranked ahead of him by the experts. And I think he's as good or better than all of them. So with Rafe Peavy being on campus, obviously that's a story to watch. Brandon Allen, obviously your veteran quarterback, somebody's going to have to beat him out. But if Rafe Peavy comes in and does what we think he can do, then maybe you get a chance to redshirt Ty and put a little separation between those two. But so far, you never know how they're going to translate to the SEC, especially coming from a small school. But if I had to bet, I would say Ty's story is going to end up being a really good one here.
Danny West from hogsports.com joining us. Danny, I saw where you guys released your Natural State top six for 2016. And, you know, I've seen some of these kids, you know, doing high school football on Friday nights. This is an impressive list.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's going to be quite as impressive as the 2015 class, this year's class, as far as depth. You know, 2015 is probably the deepest class Arkansas has produced in several years, dating back to 2008, and probably even better than that one. But 2016 does have some big-time talent. Number one on our list, McTelvin Agim, is a name that everybody needs to know for the next few years. He's 6'3", 245 defensive end out of Hope. Already got offers from Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, several big-time schools. So keep an eye on him. He's probably going to push for five-star status. We're going to do our best to get him up there anyway. Number two, running back, Denzel Mitchell out of Jonesboro. I think he's got a chance to be a household name in the SEC if that's where he chooses to end up, 5'10", 208. I saw him at camp last year. He came up here, and he was going into his sophomore year, and I noticed this big, thick running back that walked out there. I said, man, who is this four- or five-star senior that they've snuck by on us? Turns out he's going into his sophomore year, so he's got the look of a big-time kid. Austin Capps from Star City at number three, defensive tackle, already has an Arkansas offer. Casey Ford, big quarterback at Bentonville. Bobby Petrino in Louisville's already offered him, so that should tell you a lot about his potential. And then at number five, John Tate, defensive end from Pine Bluff, big kid, probably only going to get bigger and stronger over the next couple of years. And then DeAndre Hardwick from Fort Smith Northside. He's a linebacker, really cut-up kid. So pretty good group so far. It's only going to keep growing. There's a lot of names out there that we're still evaluating and probably don't even know about. But right now, that's a pretty good group to start with.
Not a bad list. Let's go back to the phones real quick. Tony is in Story. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, man, doing good. I just wondering, trying to think of that receiver that we're I can't remember his name. He's a real big name receiver we got here in Arkansas.
KJ Hill?
Yes. What's our chances of getting him?
Well, it's still up in the air. You know, it's a long way to go, a lot to be decided, but I think it's going to come down to how Arkansas does this season. I think that's going to have a big impact on guys like KJ Hill and Will Gregg. I think Arkansas needs to go out there and show that they can throw the ball, and they're willing to throw the ball, and they're capable of throwing the ball more. And if you do those things, then I think your chances only go up and up. Right now, I think they've got a good shot. You know, a lot of teams to beat. He's going to want to take all five of his officials this fall. But right now, if you ask me, I think Arkansas is in a pretty good spot with him.
433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. If you've got a question for Danny.
Yeah, Danny, and I know the spring game wrapped up a couple weeks ago, but can you kind of recap that again and talk a little bit about the defense? And I know that's the one thing that I think we have to get better at, and that will translate to having a better offense if you have a better defense and tackling. And I guess as far as that defense, talk about our cornerbacks and safeties if you see a lot of improvement there when they wrapped up spring practice.
Well, I think Bielema would tell you that the cornerbacks were the most improved position group on the whole team this year. So that's a pretty big statement. That being said, they were really bad last year. So you would hope that they're much improved this year. I think they were. I think just the fundamental fact that they're playing closer to the line of scrimmage and not giving up that 7-8 yard cushion every play, I think that helps them a lot. They're becoming more physical at the line of scrimmage. As far as the defense as a whole, I think they've got a little more aggression about them. They may not be the most talented, but I do think Rob Smith is implementing this idea that you're either going to run full speed to the football and do your best to bring the guy down, or you're not going to play. We'll play a freshman over you. And I think that's kind of caught on to them. They were a little more physical, a little more aggressive throughout spring, and that's a positive. That's a step forward. Still a long way to go as far as depth. You know, they're really shallow at linebacker right now. They're probably going to need some freshman help there. Defensive tackle's gotten a little bit shallow. But, you know, if they'll just play aggressive and play hard, I think that's definitely a move in the right direction in itself.
Okay, let's go back to the phones, Danny. We got a lot of phone calls wanting to talk to you about recruiting. Let's start with Ethan and Atkins. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, not much. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, Danny. My son's in the eighth grade, and he came home the other day. He was excited. He said there was a Razorback coach on campus, at Atkins High School, asking about a kid named Austin Dobbs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard anything about Austin. I think he's going to be a junior. He's 6'4", 290, 405. But I'll hang up and I'll listen to you, buddy.
Yes, sir. That's a name I'm aware of. I think Atkins also has a pretty good quarterback there. I don't know if the caller hung up or not. But, Atkins got a couple of kids to look for. Coach Lonnie has been all over the state over the last couple of weeks. Right now is the spring evaluation period, and I think Arkansas has visited just about three-quarters of all the high schools in the state. So a lot of new names to learn, and definitely appreciate the call. I'll be checking into that.
Let's go to Dale. He is in Conway. Dale.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, man, I had a quick recruitment question. There's a kid by the name of Justin Bailey from Mayflower. Saw on a list where he went down to this Nike Spark camp and ran a 4.39.40. I know he's the 100-meter champ in the 3A, and I was just wondering, was Arkansas on him?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. He went down to that Nike camp and had a big performance. I read about that. He's a kid that he's going to have to come to camp and prove it, just like a lot of these kids will. It's one thing to go to a camp or a combine and put up ridiculous numbers, but, you know, now you've got to come to camp and prove that you can play football. And then in a lot of cases, you have to go through your season and show that you can play live tackle football. So he's definitely an athletic kid. But, again, he's going to have to come to camp and hopefully put on a big performance and earn an offer.
Danny West from HogSports.com joining us. Hey, real quick, Danny, I want to ask you about LaMichael Petway. I know that a lot of people have talked about him. He's out of Nashville. How's it looking with him right now?
Everything is surprisingly probably better than I thought it was, to be honest with you. You know, when he got the Alabama offer, I think a lot of people assumed, because he's from the state of Alabama, still has a lot of connections there, I think a lot of people assumed that he would just jump on that. Well, Michael really wanted the Arkansas offer. He's lived here for quite a while now, and getting that offer from Arkansas was really important to him. And to be honest with you, I think he came up here for his visit, sat down with Brett Bielema, and had a great visit. Even though he's not originally from this state, I do think it means something to him to have the opportunity to kind of team up with all this big-time talent that's coming through the state and do something for Arkansas. So I'm a little bit surprised on how well they're doing with him, to be honest with you.
And I know it's a little different, not on high school recruiting, but I do want to get your thoughts on the NFL draft tonight. Probably not going to have a Razorback chosen in the first round, but – you could, maybe as early as the second, possibly, but I would think hopefully the third. You have a kicker, a center, and a DN that looks like probably could get drafted. Anybody else maybe off the Hog team that could get drafted, or have you heard anything about? Is it Chris Smith, Travis Swanson, and
Hawker?
Yeah, those are the three that I've heard that really have a legit shot at getting drafted. I think Byron Jones, Robert Thomas, they've got a lot of defensive tackles lined up ahead of those guys. Weren't the most productive players at Arkansas all the time. They do have some positives to work with, but I think they're going to have a hard time being drafted. Same for Kiero Small, fullback. He's probably worth a draft pick. He's a heck of a football player, but not a lot of teams are going to spend a draft pick on a 5'9 fullback. Or any fullback for that matter these days. But Travis Swanson and Chris Smith, I feel like they've got a great chance to probably not go in the second round, but like you said, third, fourth round, something like that. I read this morning where Chris Smith has been in talks with Carolina, which is where he's from originally, the Chargers, the Bears. I think the Broncos are another team that's really been showing him a lot of interest. So you would hope he ends up somewhere like that. And then Travis Swanson, a center. I think most draft experts call him a center only. They don't think he can play guard, but, you know, there are a number of teams that are looking for a center. Fortunately, I think the Ravens, Jaguars, the Saints, and the Packers are teams to look for there. Zach Hawker, who knows? I think he's listed as the number two or three kicker in this draft. You never know about kickers, but I think there's always a handful of teams that draft one, is there not?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Sometimes, yeah, maybe in those later rounds if they really like a guy. But most of the time, though, every year I was in Jacksonville, there was a punter and kicker they signed as a free agent to come in and compete, though. Yeah. So usually every team will bring in another punter and another kicker just to get a look at them.
And I think I heard Trey Biddy yesterday on Drive Time say that you know, they rank all the kickers.
He was two.
And he was number two. I think I heard that from him. Either way, he's got a good shot, possibly. Danny, hey, we're running out of time. I appreciate it. Stay hot on that trail, man. You're doing some good work.
All right, buddy. Hey, we appreciate y'all.